kpft.org or call to donate your car to 1-855-KPFT-CAR.
KPFT FM HD2, Houston.
Yo, I am Khalil, and you're listening to Inner Spectrum on KPFT Houston.
She won't.
And we're back.
Welcome back. Hello.
Welcome back. Hello, hello, hello. Is another episode of Inner Spectrum.
Yes. Where that was a perfect layup. That's my bad. I did miss the key. I did miss the cue, but yeah. Where we talk about the internet and the spectrum on which it lies. I'm Basil.
And I'm Khalil.
And yeah, introduce us to the song, Khalil, because, I mean, if you don't know who it was, you might have been sleeping under a rock, or you were born after 2010, which is understandable, but...
Yeah. But I will say that the song that we just listened to might be not the most popular one, you know what I'm saying? Especially from that album. You know, there was Remember the Time on that album. Who is it?
Oh, yeah, bangers.
Yeah, so I understand if you didn't know what song that was, but that was I Can't Let Her Get Away by Michael Jackson.
Yes, and...
Yes, sir.
Honestly, we were talking about it a little bit before the episode started, but I want to say the words that he said. I won't say what Khalil said, it's word for word, but definitely Michael Jackson was like a once-in-a-lifetime generational talent to pop through.
It had to be.
Yeah.
A prophet. I'll say it.
Yeah. I'm not going to say those words because I think it's just misconstruing the line, but he definitely is one of a kind.
From 5 to 51. I'm just saying that is like...
No, that's huge.
There is no other artist that has like stayed relevant that long in like each of his like life or big life moments. You know what I'm saying? He was a kid, teenager, and a grown adult for 40 years.
Yeah.
And he was able to continuously make good music. He never dwindled. He never like lowered in the charts. You know what I'm saying? There was no one ever bigger than him at those moments.
Right. No. And also, it's not like he like fell off and then came back. Like he just consistently was just on the rise.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he just consistently peaked and like no matter what he did, he just never could get topped.
And there's nobody else that has done that in so many different genres too.
Right.
He did that's rock, true. R&B, pop. He's a versatile king. Man, yeah. Michael Jackson.
Dude, and I feel like anybody you ask about him is just like, oh yeah, no, he's like an amazing entertainer, amazing performer, amazing musician. Just like all the levels of committing to the art, he was in it. Committing back to people a lot of times. I mean, even with some of the allegations he had against him, I think it still is like, he did it out of like genuine intentions, not because he had some dirty desire underneath or whatever. It was very much like an intention to give back to kids or give back to hospitals or whatever, give back to people. So I don't know why he had the motivation to keep on doing it for all those years, but he definitely did it up and mad respect to him. Because I can imagine, yeah. I would have been burnt out after the first, like, at that high level, too. Like, not even like, oh, let me do it at this low level, or let me go to, like, I don't know, public TV or something. All the way at the highest level of private entertainment. He was just killing it.
Yeah. And had access to all his music. He owned his own catalog.
That's true, yeah. Back before, like, the internet.
That was insane.
Yeah,
he was a lesson to the music industry. It's like, never let someone get this big ever again. Like,
yeah,
he controlled everything. He had so much power. It was like, wow, man. So but the swag. Reason why we brought him up, I guess this is a good segue, is to talk about the Michael Jackson movie.
Yep, and I haven't seen it yet, so I have no. I have no comment on it, but you said you saw it recently, so.
I don't really know how to go about this because, like, I was really about to say, like, no spoilers, but we all lived it. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this information should already be known.
I mean, I think we'll do, like, if you're going to watch the movie, here's some spoilers in the movie. about the, what the movie yeah, actually talks about.
I'll try to stay away from the stuff that I didn't know when I walked into the movie. So maybe like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's like stuff that probably wasn't all that known via public.
Right.
So I'll stay out of that realm. But yeah, the movie was, it was great. I enjoyed it a lot. And before the movie came out, when I watched the trailer, I can't lie, I was not a fan. I was not a fan of the really? Trailer, nor was I a fan of like the clips that I had seen from the leaks.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I thought you'd have been like number one fan the entire time.
Look, that's exactly like my problem when I watched the trailer. One, you know, I'm a diehard Michael Jackson fan.
Understood. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. He's in my top one Spotify Wrapped and Apple Music Rewind every year. I don't think I've ever had a year where he wasn't number one. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, you know what I'm saying? I really love Michael Jackson. I own a lot of CDs, all that stuff. So when I saw the trailer, my first thought is, this guy doesn't look like Michael Jackson.
Really?
That was my biggest problem. Yeah, I don't think he really looks like that. Now, I think they look similar. I will say that.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think he looks like him though. And I feel like there could have been other people out there that maybe they could have cast for Michael Jackson, not saying Fabio, like that one impersonator that tries to be Michael Jackson. I really don't want him nowhere near that project. The guy's a loser.
Could you imagine him?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to imagine that actually. But I wasn't a fan of how he looked, and then when I saw some of the camera work from the leaks, I wasn't a fan of that either. Now that I've seen the movie, it doesn't really matter. None of those things that I was saying earlier doesn't matter. Jafar Jackson, I still don't think he looks like Michael Jackson. Towards the end of the movie, he kind of starts resembling him a little bit more, but. Okay. His early years, I just don't feel like he looks like him a lot. But nevertheless, Jafar Jackson did a great job at acting like Michael, though.
Okay, you think so?
And it's probably because he already knew him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was his uncle, so he probably... You know what I'm saying? he knows his mannerisms. Sure.
Yeah, so, I guess. That's the easy... Well, I didn't realize he was related to Michael.
No, you didn't know?
No,
Who's Jermaine? He's Jermaine's son. Jermaine Jackson's
Jermaine
son.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the oldest brother.
So did like the Jackson family produce it, or is it just...
The Jackson estate, or Michael Jackson estate. That's okay. Who produced the movie. It's not like a documentary or anything like that. It's more like a... just a dramatization of his life.
Yeah, like the Freddie Mercury biopic.
Yeah. It's the same person. Same person who directed that, actually.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, overall, the movie was great. I gave it a 4 out of 5 on Letterboxd. I think my biggest problem with it was some of the pacing. They really skipped through his early years really fast. They wrapped that up in like 15 minutes, maybe. Like they wrapped, you know, like kid Michael from 5 to like 14, 15 ish. Yeah. Wrapped up in about 15 minutes, man. They really yeah, shoot little Michael out of there quickly. But, yeah, they mostly focused on his like teenage years. And I guess that makes sense because that's probably when like, most of his drama started to happen, you know what I'm saying? That's where he kind of like started getting big. Right. But there's a lot of things they also didn't speak on, like the Diana Ross. Janet Jackson wasn't in the movie
at all.
Not at all. Not even a mention.
Interesting. Also, can you explain the Diana Ross thing to me? Because I don't know.
Yeah. Do you know who Diana Ross is?
Like, the name is familiar. And I think also it's because we're talking about Princess Diana earlier. Like, that's in my mind.
Oh.
So, like, okay. I'm trying to get over that hurdle of, like, Princess Diana, the 80s, like, all that stuff. And it's just, it's honestly not working. So, I just need, like, a refresher.
Well, to be fair with you, I'm not even really super sure who Diana Ross is. I know who she is because of Michael Jackson, but I've never like looked into who Diana Ross is. But I know she's a singer slash actress for sure.
Okay.
But in Michael Jackson's like early teenage years, he stayed with after he left his family house. No, it wasn't after he left the Jackson 5. He was just still, like, he was still part of the Jackson 5. He just wasn't at the house.
Okay.
But he lived with, Diana Ross, who's, way older than him. It was like a 14-year-old gap.
Right.
And she kind of, like, let him stay there for a little. And over time, as he was getting older, they kind of, like, started to have a relationship. I think he did try proposing to her, but kind of just like she I think she said no because a 14-year-old age gap, but that's like, but it's also like one of Michael's like biggest reasons like why he continued making music, because he was like in love with Diana Ross. If you know the song Dirty Diana, that's about her.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. I mean, now it's clicking, but
yeah. But that's a pretty big part of Michael's life, and to just like skip over that is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And then other than that though, I had no big qualms though. I enjoyed it. The shots were really cool. The way they like, although very little of it, the way they showed his like creative process to like making music was so cool. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, I've seen a few clips of people that analyze his music, or they analyze music, and of course Michael Jackson pops up. But the amount of stems and layering he does with his harmonies in a lot of his songs,
right?
That's impressive. And he's holding perfect notes. I think there was one song where he had, it was Thriller. And I believe there was it was either 6 or 7 harmonies on just the part when he's like, you start to scream like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like 7 harmonies on that like one 10-second segment of the song. And of course that repeats out throughout much of the song. So like he's done that multiple times. And just to see that dedication of him singing those harmonies, like I didn't realize how much effort actually went into like making that music. I just thought, I don't know, he probably did 1 or 2 overdubs.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying earlier, Bezel. Like, who, Drake ain't doing that for you? For his fans, might throw in a hey, that's it. You know what I'm saying? No layering, no harmonizing. He don't even sing no more.
Right.
He stopped singing because he know rapping easy for him.
And not even that, but I also feel like Michael Jackson, he had a lot of musical talented people around him. So it's not even just him singing or like him thinking of a musical melody to play for the guitar, but like the people that can actually execute that technique are doing really well. And it was like the 80s, 90s. So like all these people are actually like playing the music. And I realize this a lot, but a lot of older songs, when they're doing like bass lines or guitar lines, like it's all them sort of just jamming. So a lot of times they're not even doing like the same sequence for the bar. Like they're not, like if they play one set of notes for one stanza or bar, when they go into the next one, they're not playing that exact same line. Like it's slightly different, even though it's like the same chord progression. So like even to think like that's how they're doing stuff, it's crazy. And Michael Jackson was just on top of it, like, no, actually do it like this, or like, do it like that. Like, to even pick out those minute differences. Like, don't do the 16th note. Mute on the 16th note. on the first bar and then come back. And then,
like, it's so impressive. And I had to like really think about my, like, while I was watching the movie, I was like, now you got to hear me out on this one.
Okay. I'll stay quiet until you get the whole thing out and I'll try to like mitigate my facial reaction. This one.
But I was watching the movie and I was like, wow, like, I wonder if Michael Jackson was, like, autistic.
I don't want to laugh.
You get what I'm saying, but you gotta understand where I'm coming from with this one. Like, only, like, how do I word this? Like, autistic people are so good at, like, zoning in on one thing and one thing only. And then they, like, you know what I'm saying? And then they're really good at that one thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might have just been autistic.
I see where you're coming from. I almost want to go.
Either that or he maybe had, what's that? What's the one where you're, like, OCD.
I think OCD is definitely a better determinator of what he had, because, but I mean, also, I don't know, because he also, I don't know why I'm saying also a lot, but there were a few interviews that I've seen of him in his older years, like when he went white, where he mentioned he's tired all the time and like he doesn't like want to go out and do as much stuff, like he sort of just wants to chill and stay home. So, he could have actually had it. Like, he could have actually been autistic. But because he was so talented and he just had to push through it because of his parenting and his job, basically, as a young age, it just never got, like, fully diagnosed of his, like, social... his willingness to be, like, socially distant. So, yeah. I'm not going to say
autistic. And all that could also just be, like, built-up trauma. But, like...
yeah.
There's so many layers to it. I you know what I'm saying? I don't know the man. You know what I'm saying? If I could ask him today, I would. But
dude, just shake hands with him. It's like, are you autistic?
I wouldn't even ask that, bro. I'd probably start crying if I ever touched Michael Jackson's hand. Just being serious. Just like boo hooing.
You know what? I feel like you would be. Like, you'd be one of those people that when he did that concert where he like just turned. And then people passed out.
I would have passed out.
I 100% believe you would have passed out.
Do you blame them?
I mean, I don't. But it's still such a funny thing to look back, like, retrospectively, to just say, like,
there was someone who passed out at the movie theaters. Did you see that?
No.
Yes, bro. It was on the news and everything. Someone actually passed out while watching the movie.
That is crazy. Oh my god, I'm actually crying.
If Drake was to ever get a biopic, one's passing out at the theater. Maybe four people might go see the movie, actually.
Yeah. No, he was one of a kind. For sure.
That sucks, man. There's no one who has that same type of love, man. That same type of love for, like, creating and bringing the world together. Yeah. When you really think about it, 2009 was when, like, the world started to go wrong.
Dude, I tell you every time. Every time it's the housing crisis. I tell you every time. And people are like, what are you talking about? Oh, just, like, what housing crisis? What do you mean the Great Recession? Nobody cares about that. It's 2008. Like, it was a different time. It's because of the... let me chill. But I say it every time. I am making a video about it. But, like, I say it every time and people are like, what are you talking about? What do you mean the housing crisis? Like, nothing's been the same since the housing crisis. It just hasn't been. It hasn't been the same.
Yeah. And that's the same year Michael Jackson died.
So, I might have to rewrite the whole thing. I might have to rewrite the whole thing. Just like, it actually wasn't the housing crisis, my bad. It was because Michael Jackson died. That's what really triggered it.
Is it? Yeah. Like, Michael Jackson and then the housing crisis.
Yeah. Well, actually, because when did he die? In, like, December? Right? Or was it earlier than that?
I thought it was June.
Actually, that we have to. I have to search this up because technically, the Great Recession ended in June of 2009. So if he died in June 2009, this actually might be the when did Jackson die? Oh my god!
It was June.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's not funny that he died. Respect.
But the it's crazy that the whole world started to go to crap as soon as he did die.
Well, it's crazy. Well, because the recession stopped 2009 of June. So the fact that he died in 2009 June, it's like maybe it was him. Maybe him dying actually changed the course of history forever. Oh my god. I might have to actually reset my whole essay. Like, this actually might change everything.
That's funny.
No, but I'm glad that the movie I'm glad that the movie like sort of carried on his spirit in that way in a good manner. Cause
it was really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, because
Michael Jackson, might be the closest thing. Oh, my fault. Can I say this and then I'll let
you go? Yeah, go.
This might, like, I urge everybody to go see the movie because this might genuinely be the closest thing to going to see, like, a live concert.
Oh, it's that good?
Yeah, it gives the same feel, like, as being at a concert. Also, but I would say go see it in theaters so that way, like, you get the full experience and not in front of your monitor or your TV or something.
And I just realized we've been talking about this for a long time, but the movie, is it like a musical or is it just a lot of music in it?
It's just a lot of music in it. Like, a musical's got like set times, you know what I'm saying, for a song to come in. This one's kind of like he'll sing beat it for about 5 seconds and then like move on to the next scene.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, RIP to an actual legend. I'm glad that the movie sort of conveyed him in a good light. Or conveyed him with some good nuance.
Now he's number one on Billboard right now.
Is he actually?
Brother ain't even alive.
That is crazy. That is absolutely insane. You know what also is insane? These allegations against this I don't know, have you seen this?
The
Chase executive with the sexual harassment allegations?
Yeah, tell me about it, man. Because I don't really know too much about it.
Okay. It's crazy and insane. Because in the span of a week, basically, there's this one executive at Chase JP Morgan. I think it's JP Morgan specifically, who got accused of like sexual harassment, having like a lot of, I don't know, sexual power and like misuse of her powers of like a employee, basically like a boss employee sexual conduct allegation. So the allegations, and they were like subtle. It wasn't just like, oh, we go out to like dinner every once in a while and like she always tries to force me into like having sexual relations with her because I won't get a promotion or something. But it was like this like racial element between them. Like she was like, you better have sex with me because of your like Indian whatever, blah blah blah, and like if you don't do this then you're not getting your bonus, so like you need to like come out. Or and there's also allegations, allegations that she would like go into his house uninvited and just be like, we're doing it right now. Like, crazy allegations. Crazy allegations. And when it first came out, the person that filed the lawsuit was under like an anonymous John Doe lawsuit. So they just came out or like, I want to say anonymous, whatever. But this woman, like, named the woman, said, this woman right here is causing all these allegations and like, I want to sue her for it. And so, of course, the news came out. It got leaked to, I want to say it was like the Washington Post first. So whoever was just like leaked it to the Washington Post and they just sent it out. Of course, not really fact checking because who knows. And then after that, JP Morgan did an investigation. And as they were doing the investigation, a lot of the people that like didn't corroborate the story, they're like, no, I don't know what this guy's talking about. I've never heard that. The woman in question, I actually won't say her name because I think she deserves at least some level of privacy at this point for this huge harassment policy, basically.
Yeah.
And with no basis at all. But like when they interviewed all of her colleagues, they're like, she's a top performer. She's really good at her job. Like she doesn't really do anything to abuse her power or whatever. Even she was saying like, I have no idea what's going on. This is some like nonsense, basically. And then when JP Morgan tried to ask the guy for evidence of her saying these things, he was like, I don't really have any evidence. Like, I don't have any phone messages or text messages that say it. No emails, no phone calls, whatever. So, like, and I don't want to really produce any of these evidence to you guys for the investigation. So I'm also just going to, like, sit this one out. So then it's like, huh, that's interesting. Like, you're accused of getting sexually assaulted. However, you don't have any of the evidence to back up the sexual assault, nor are you willing to provide and like find evidence of it. So as they're like doing this investigation, they realize there's no like basis for what he's saying. And then come to find out, I don't know how it got leaked. I think by the time they did the investigation, he just like came clean. I'm just like, ah, yeah, I sort of made it all up. So he just like lied.
Wow.
For no reason.
What?
And it's what's even crazier is even in the investigation when they were like figuring out like what's the relationship between each other, they realized that they're not even under the same division of like chain of command. Like they're not even under the same, like she has no power over him in any way to even like influence what he can or can't have in terms of like bonuses or job promotions, whatever. So like whatever reason. And there's still like no rhyme or reason as to why he did it. Like nobody's figured out exactly why he tried to file the lawsuit to get like a bonus for some reason. It's all that's very weird. Yeah, but
that's really
I will
weird,
I will name the, I will find the guy's name because I don't know how to say it. But the guy's name in this lawsuit just got revealed yesterday or 2 days ago. Is Chirayu Rana. And when you
is that Chirayu the guy you showed Rana, me earlier?
Dude, yes.
Ugh.
And it all and that all came out like 2 days ago, I want to say. Either yes, like a day ago or 2 days ago. And when I tell you this guy looks like the cursed Obama meme with like the big eyes and like the whole really weird face.
It's, yeah,
he looks similarly enough to that that I'm like, yeah, he should have got caught earlier. To be honest, like,
yeah, no. You need to be on bars. That man look terrifying, bro.
Dude, and, yeah, and the profile picture they use is like, this is not a good picture. I don't know who did this headshot.
Put the picture of it in our DMs.
Can I send a picture of it?
Yeah.
I most certainly can, yeah. I'm just gonna screenshot it and send it. But it's been popping up because honestly this has the same energy as like the Coldplay concert. But like without the public display from Coldplay being the one to out him.
I also just didn't know about this. This was new information to me.
Yeah, no, I mean, and it all happened in the span of a week. The allegation comes out, everybody's rushing. And also, I think the reason it got like huge publicity, I feel bad sexualizing her, but the woman that's been accused, she is conventionally attractive. And also, I'm not gonna lie, the photo that they used of her is like a full frame photo, like it's like from her, like it's like one of those photos where like she's taller than like the actual camera, so she's sort of like looking up to her. That's it's not that it's not like a good photo, it's just like because she's attractive, it like really highlights how attractive she is, even in like a business suit. It's like I don't know how to not say without it being like.
No, you're killing me.
But that's also no, like
the, yeah, you're funny.
I think that's also what generated so much hype about it is because on the back end it's like, I don't know. I saw a meme the other day where it's like 430,000 junior analysts have just signed up at Chase. Just like. Which is not true, but it's like, that's the meme on the back end of why it's so popular, I think, as well. It's like this woman and top performer, like, it's not like she's lazy at all. Or like, it's not like she's not caring and like giving back. I think she also has, she's volunteering with some organization that helps with like children, like disabled children, yeah. Whatever. So she's like very nice, it seems like, in her like private and professional life. So the fact that she gets accused of this horrific thing. Sickening.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. But I feel like this is one of those, like, this is also going to be a little controversial. I don't know. But I feel like if the roles were reversed, like, if the woman was choosing the man of this, like, same thing and, like, completely had this whole false thing against them, I feel like the narrative would have been a lot different.
Oh, 100%.
Like 100%. The narrative, the reaction.
The story wouldn't even be, like, really all that popular, honestly.
No, if the man was getting a false allegation, it'd just be like, oh, women, disgusting. But because it's, like, the man that's doing a false allegation, it's almost like, I mean, it's still disgusting behavior, but I feel like it's not getting the same level of disgust as if it was the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to highlight that this is disgusting behavior to be, like, falsely accusing of this woman.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's like, the main story about this. I mean, yeah. I mean, it almost turns into, like, a whole, like, there's this huge allegation. It ends in the same week it came out.
Yeah.
I just realized you're trying to do the burger thing, and it's like, I don't know, it's making me mad for some reason. It's like, I don't know, like, you're just saying burger for no reason.
You know what else about burgers? Xbox. Bro.
No. Wrong answer, try again. Nope. That transition is not working. No, I'm not going to let that one slide. I'm going to leave it in just so people can hear it, but it's not. We're not endorsing that as a transition into the next topic.
You know who else had burgers? Xbox.
Try again. Wrong.
They had burgers.
Redo.
You know where I could put my profile picture? A burger.
He had it. Okay, he had it and lost it. I can't. I was about to let it slide, and then he throws in the burger again. talk about this Xbox. Let's get into this Xbox conversation.
Oh, first of all, I just want to, like, acknowledge the joke I was saying was because, like, Xbox had, like, default profile pictures you could choose from, and one of them was a burger. Just let that be known.
Okay, go into it.
Xbox, for the last, let's say, like, 15 years, Xbox has been the worst thing I've ever seen. The worst downfall I've ever seen. Yeah. Especially Phil Spencer, man. I just really hate that guy. But, you know what I'm saying? He just drove Xbox down into the ground, man. I've never seen... He's the one that came up with that This is the Xbox campaign, social media campaign they had.
Yeah, that was bad.
where, like, your Samsung refrigerator could be an Xbox.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Game Boy could be an Xbox.
I do remember that campaign. That was... It was the funniest campaign for just being so dog water. It was like, there's no way... We're actually getting away with this. We're not going to let them do this.
How, And it's just funny how he was just like ruining their brand and like just throwing money at the wind with Microsoft, man. Like, what are you doing?
With no rhyme or reason either.
It's like they just wanted to focus on cloud gaming so bad. I don't even know what's up with that. It got to the point where they didn't even want to make a console anymore.
Don't even get me started. Anyways, yeah.
It's like, what is the point? Anyways. Fast forward to now, present day. Xbox has a new CEO. I think her name is... Dang, I do not want to butcher this. Asha Sharma?
Asha Sharma.
What's her name? Asha something, bro.
Oh, actually, you were right. I'm so...
It's Asha Sharma, right?
That's my fault. I really thought you were making...
You're the one who said Sharma, bro.
That's my bad.
But yeah. CEO Asha Sharma, I think she got into a position 2 months ago now, something like that. And she's already like changed a good bit of stuff. The most recent Xbox update had a lot of features that a lot of fans have been talking about. Like changing the color of your like background and the like just having accent colors on the page instead of like
flat minimum.
The blank squares that they used to have. Yeah. So that's a lot of stuff that they was asking for. But also she's changed up the whole like idea of what Xbox is. They're using a lot of like new verbiage for their ads. Mm-hmm. Instead of like saying play this new game on Xbox Game Pass and play anywhere, they're starting to say play on Xbox Series X. That's already like a, you know what I'm saying, they're encouraging people to buy their Xbox, and they have not been mentioning PlayStation in any of their ads, just Xbox. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how it's like at the end it usually says like, oh, play this on PlayStation, Nintendo, and all that stuff. Yeah. They just been mentioning just the Xbox. Uh-oh. You can still play those games on the PlayStation and all that stuff, but they're not saying it anymore.
Dude, you know what that made me think of? The console wars coming back.
Hey, I'm for it, bro. I like it. You know what I'm saying? At first, I didn't like it before. You know what I'm saying? Because it's... It was like it splits up a community. But honestly, bro, I like Xbox. I do like Xbox, and I also like PlayStation now. I just think they work so well together if they like have, you know, some rivalry.
Fair enough, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right, you know what I'm saying? Competition makes a better product.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, this is like a perfect transition.
Man. Oh my god.
This is like a perfect transition into meme of the week. But we haven't gotten to the good part about the Xbox thing, so I'm gonna hold on the pin for the transition.
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, bro. Maybe we can come back to it somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Xbox they've been on some pretty good streak. I can't lie, bro. I lost my momentum. I forgot what I was talking about.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, I feel like the biggest thing that I liked that they changed recently was the Xbox logo. Like how they present the Xbox logo. Because it has like the almost like clear accent of like a see-through. I don't know. Almost like those chips that you used to play when you're like on those board games where they're like sort of see-through clear.
Mm-hmm.
It has like that little accent, but it has a little light around it as well. So it has this.
It's cool. It looks graphic. Nice.
Yeah. Instead of the flat Xbox.
That's what I was about to say. It's not flat, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. They're bringing you know, up the corporate minimalism.
I do want to say though, Basil, you remember when a couple months ago, like last year, I was talking about how iOS 26 was going to start changing things.
Yeah.
Look at the Xbox logo. Look at it. It looked like liquid glass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I was trying to think of. Liquid glass. That's what it's called. But it. It's honestly like a unique, because it still feels a little alien in a way. So it still has like the basics of like what the Xbox is, I think. But it's in a newer format, so it's still not minimalist, and it's not super gooey and all weird like it was when it first came out. It's like this unique, pristine middle ground of it's new, it's fresh.
It looks like the Xbox logo, like the alienated one that we had like in the early 2000s. It looks like that, but like in its final form.
Yeah, like because of all the new technology, it's like refined, but alien still. It's such a good design. And so
I love for it. That, it's nice.
I have to give Asha her credit.
And she also is working on trying to lower the price of Game Pass.
I did see that too. Yeah, that's a big thing. That's huge.
That's huge. In this economy? That's huge. And it's also, if you're paying for Discord Nitro, it comes naturally now, just with Discord Nitro.
Nice. Okay. I didn't know that.
So you don't even have to pay for Xbox Game Pass if you're already paying for Discord Nitro, which I think is pretty cool.
Dude, what a bundle, actually. They're really, you know, really combining the gamer interests, for sure.
I think they're trying to like fully integrate Discord within Xbox, so that way it could like Windows products could like work seamlessly.
Okay, I know this is going to sound crazy, and it's going to seem like I'm on my knocker or rocker or whatever, but yeah, Discord town halls, right? I've mentioned this before. I know I've said this before, but like, I feel like if Windows, Xbox, Discord comes together, like the idea of a Discord town hall where you like go up to like this middle station in the middle of some city or area or whatever, and you can like connect with people in your community on this Discord and like voice your concerns in public on this Discord or town hall, letterbox, whatever, postal service in a way, or whatever they call it, like a postal stand,
like a forum, or is this a game idea? Like
no, like real life. Like imagine you're in Houston, you're like, man, I really wish that somebody would fix these streets, whatever. So you go outside to like, I don't know, the middle of like Herman Park, and in the middle there's like, remember when they had that portal from England to? No, okay, but I mean it was sort of like an experiment. But remember when New York and England, or New York and Ireland, had like that portal where you could like see on the other side,
oh, yeah,
like,
okay,
wait, whatever. So imagine that, but instead of connecting to like the other side or whatever, it just is like a Discord server that you can like voice your concerns on, of being like, hey, I have this thing that I want to do. And it essentially becomes like a town square, essentially, like where you can like voice your concerns and say like, hey, I have this concern, or I have this thing that I want to talk about for the city. And it's like on a Discord server. So it's almost like a Windows operated Discord server that like the public can like access and just like either voice concerns, voice interests, be like, hey, there's this event going on, and sort of like come back to being like, hear ye, in the middle of Discord Times Square, we have this amazing event going on, blah, blah, blah. And then people could like share about it and join it or type messages. I mean, they don't have to necessarily go up to the square, but it would be there to like see, like you could see like a welcome to Houston, whatever server, like section, I don't know, arts, food, blah blah blah, and like you could like
join
the server.
This is all in real life, or is this like
it would be in real life? Like just imagine a Discord server, but like a city, okay, like a city's Discord server.
Okay,
and you could like
so a citywide Discord server.
Yeah, like I said, like you could join the citywide Discord server, but like there would be a space in the middle of town or somewhere in public in town where you could like one join and like find the server.
Use that.
Like, you could, like, join it, or, like, you could see, like, hey, somebody posted in the art section, there's this event going on. So, like, as you're walking around, you'd be like, oh, it's on the Discord, like, it's on the Town Hall Discord server. I mean, you could probably see it, I mean, you could see it at home, too, because, like, you're on the server. But, like, people would have a public access way to, like, join and see as they're moving around or whatever.
That's fire. That's a cool idea. Hey, you should sell that.
I mean, yeah, I think it would be cool. But
sell that idea, bro.
I feel like with the, like, as you mentioned, like with Xbox integrating into Discord, like, and Xbox is connected to Windows, it could possibly meld into this thing.
It might. We'll see. I don't think it's going to happen, if it, like, right now. Only because, like, I think Discord is really trying to, like, stay in a good light right now. Especially because of their, like, that thing where you can't be, like, 15 or younger on Discord or something like that. So they're trying to, like, keep the gamer's eye.
Right.
But I do think it will happen eventually, though. So, one day.
Yeah. It would be nice. And I know that's, like, a convoluted way to explain the town hall, but I do think for the young, like, for Gen Z, Gen Alpha, like, I think that would be the most easy way for people to, like, connect to the city. It's like, oh, here's a Discord server for you guys to join. Mm. And the only thing that's going to be bad is, like, not getting hacked. Like, that's about the, like, you don't want to, like, I don't know, you're, like, looking through the welcome section and all of a sudden you see, like, here's an OnlyFans link. And then it's, like, in every other section of the town hall.
Yeah, they would have to have, you see, things like that, though, you got to put, like, a paywall behind it then.
Yeah.
To stop it from getting hacked. Like, outside of, like, having, like, anti-cheats, but, like, I don't know, firewalls for, yeah, antivirus for it. Outside of having that, you also need, like, to put a paywall behind it, so that way, like, it's hard for people to just keep hacking it over and over again. They have to keep paying.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But I think that would be a very cool idea.
Yeah. It's a fine idea, man. Handshake on that one. Put her there.
Yeah. But you know what isn't in the spirit of handshakes? Our meme of the week.
Meme.
Yeah. I don't, there's no way to really, like, say this because there's a lot of language that he uses in it. So I'm really going to add a clip of it.
How are we going to go back to the Asha Sharma thing?
Oh, well, I was really saying, like, in the competition, like, in the spirit of competitive energy, our meme of the week is about two people having, like, super competitive energy. Really, one guy being super competitive to the way that he'd risk his life for his own pride. Yeah. So that was the connection, but I was like, if we can't circle back, then we'll just go into meme of the week just straight.
Hmm. That was a good transition.
Yeah,
it would B-tier. It's not better than my burger one, though.
That's disrespectful. you're a funny guy. That's what that is. That's, you're hilarious.
Burger one was pretty flawless, right, Chad?
Chad, is this guy cooked or whatever? Like, what is he talking about? Chad, this guy's cooked. Anyways. I was about to say something really outlandish and I realized I'm not going to say it anymore. But speaking of, I mean, this guy's outlandish. And the context is, I have no idea who this is. I don't think there's any context for it other than the fact that he just says, let's meet in front of the precinct and bang out.
I'm ready to die right now. I don't want to meet nowhere. Pull up in front of my house. Matter of fact, you ain't even got to pull up in front of my house. Pull up in front of the precinct and let's bang out. Right down the block. You know where it's at. You studied my whole neighborhood. Or pull up in front of the Kmart and let's bang out and let's do it on camera. I throw my life away and you throw your life away right now. Right now. Let's do it for the camera. Right now. And if you win, I'll make sure I got like $70,000 in my pocket. If you body me, you can take the money. Right now. I hate you and must die. Right now. Pull up because you're familiar with this town. Let's go right now. If you could get the, if you pull up, and whatever one of us is standing, the other one go to jail, the other one die. I hate you that much.
Well, let's meet in front of the precinct and bang out right now.
He said you can pick it up off of my dead body.
He said, "I hate you, let's die." Like he added more language in between all of that, but he had that's like the hate that they talk about in the Bible. Like it's super, it's commendable. The amount of hate he has, it's commendable.
I agree 100%, man.
So that's meme of the week. There's,
I respect it.
There's no other way to say, like, if you have that much hate for somebody else in your body, props to you.
Go for it, bro.
I think it's fine because, like, in a way, back in the, like, 1700s, 1600s, if you said you look like a flimsy little dew body or whatever, and you, like, slap somebody on the face with, like, a little glove or whatever, you just duel each other. Like, you shot each other to the death because somebody called you a pansy. Like people literally died for that type of stuff. Because it disrespects their honor or whatever.
For real.
I mean, yeah, of course, like, if you guys agree to bang on in front of the precinct, do it. As two consenting adults, I don't care, really. Like, you know what you're signing up for. Go for it.
Yeah.
As long as nobody else gets hurt, go for it. But if you have that kind of hate, also, you probably do need to see a therapist. That's my other comment.
Well, after he bangs it out.
After he bangs it out, yeah. Yeah, after the guy's already, like, laying on the floor with $70,000, just be like, yeah, I need to talk to somebody about this.
You know, like, let him, like, I feel like he should get off whatever he needs to get off first. You know what I'm saying? Like, he obviously got a crazy chip on his shoulder.
Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Like that, you can't just flick that one off, bro. You gotta get in the element.
Yeah. Well, that's meme of the week. I think that's all the topics we have. That's all the time we have, really.
So. Yep.
Hopefully you guys learned something. Hopefully you guys realize how crazy society is, and also just do your best, live through it, and I don't know, bang out if you need to. I'm Khalil.
Be like Michael Jackson, and I'm Michael Jackson.
And we'll see you on the next one.